your own.
Let your own
consuming fire, Jesus,
will tabernacle.
Purify.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us in
this
the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
So this is where I'm telling you right here, don't be denied, because God done already said yes. There's the scripture. How shall he not with him also freely give you all things? So that just tell you right there that the answer is yes, that God can't tell you no when it comes to things that Jesus has made available for you. The answer is yes. All you need to do is to mature and to grow up so you can receive these things. If you stay a baby, then you're not going, there are going to be things you're not going to be able to receive. You can't stay a baby in these things. Because babies, you know, if you look at the scriptural definition of a baby, it's somebody that's carnal, full of strife, always causing division. That means they ain't learned how to walk in love. So Paul said, there's things that I want to impart to you. There's revelation that I want to give to you. He said, but I can't give it to you because you can't handle it. If you stay a baby, there's some of your redemption that you just can't handle. You got to grow up in it. Bible said, grow up into him. We're supposed to grow in wisdom. We're supposed to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We ain't supposed to settle for our current state. Amen. You got to stay hungry. Amen. Amen.
God, amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, he want us to have it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He want us to have him.
Yes.
Say, Jesus, I receive you in all your glory. I receive you in all your glory.
Hallelujah.
With all your life-giving promises. All of your supernatural power.
All of your grace.
And all of your goodness.
I receive.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Now you need to expect that to manifest. You expect it. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Glory
to God.
Glory
to God. Say, I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. Say, the blessing of Abraham's on me. Now. And the blessing of Abraham is the blessing of the Lord.
Because
it's the Lord who blessed Abraham. So he could be a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory
to God. All right, now turn over to Psalm 105. Psalm 105. I just got a few scriptures here. Don't settle. Don't take no for an answer when you know what the will of God is. You pray in the Holy Ghost. You pray in the Holy Ghost. You need to pray more in the Holy Ghost. You need to just get over here praying in the Holy Ghost. Your mouth might get dry. Keep praying. Take you some water. You might get a little drowsy. Get up and walk around. But you pray out the plan of God. Pray out his will. And then take a little notebook with you so that you can write down little impressions that he give you. Things that he tell you to do. It's amazing at the things, you know, I done missed God. I can tell you things like this because I done missed him before. I was getting ready to buy something one time, and I was right here praying in the Holy Ghost. And somebody had made me an offer, say, I'll sell this to you for this amount of money right here. And I got in here, I said, now, Lord, is that a fair price? Because, you know, the Lord don't want you to be a cheater. There are times he might want you to pay what it's worth. Don't think you ain't got no favor, because you're a blessing. Sometimes he might want you to give him more than it's worth, because you on the blessing end. Don't always think that blessings show up with you not having to pay the full price. Sometimes you're blessed to pay the full price. Other people need to be blessed too. When you selling something, you want full price. You don't want nobody asking you to knock it down.
That's right. That's right.
So I was right here praying in the Holy Ghost, and these numbers started coming to me. He said, offer me this right here. And I know if I had offered that, then I would have had him with me. When it wouldn't have been just me making the offer.
That's right. Amen.
It's been him making the offer.
Amen.
That's where the favor at. See, he's so detailed. We think that God don't talk to you plain, but let me tell you something. He's very plain. But you got to spend enough time with him so that you get to know him, so you're not easily deceived by the devil. Because the devil will try to mimic him. He'll try to disguise his voice. Thus saith the Lord. He ain't no thus saith the Lord. He lying to you. Ain't no thus saith nothing. When you know God, you say, that ain't thus saying nothing. This ain't God at all. And you know. Praise the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost when you don't know what to do. And then listen. Read, then listen. If you read the scripture, read, then listen for the Holy Ghost. Pray, then listen. Serve and minister to people, then listen. This is key. See, Jesus, sometime even after he ministered to people, the Bible says he would separate himself and go into a solitary place by himself. Now, he just had all these miracles, right? When he fed 5,000 people, he went into the mountain by himself after a great miracle. He separated himself. What was he doing? He's going back to listen to his Father. What's next? Hallelujah. And when you pray, prayer develops confidence in your relationship with God. Some people just lack confidence. They say, well, I just don't know if the Lord is hearing me. I don't know if the Lord is talking to me or not. Sometimes, listen, when you first start off, you might be confused a lot, but you know what? You pray through the confusion.
Amen.
Listen, I've been there. I was a baby Christian. I was praying about what job to take when I graduated from college. I knew that was critical, that I'd be in the right city. And I had options. So that even made it more difficult. It wasn't like I ain't had but one door open. I had several doors open. So that made it even more difficult. I would go back to my room between classes, and I'd just be praying in the Holy Ghost. And one day I'd feel like God saying, go there. And I said, okay, all right, I'll do that. And then I said, okay, but I'm not real sure. Let me keep praying. And then the next day I feel like he's saying, go there. And I tell him, I say, look, Lord, one day I think you want me to do this. The next day I feel like you're telling me this. Look, I really don't know what I'm doing. I really don't know which one of these is yours. You know, I say, but whatever you do, please, just don't let me miss it. Please don't let me make a bad decision. I'm asking you to step in for me because I don't know when it's you. I don't know for sure when it's you. So help me. I'm just telling you, with all the sincerity that I have in my heart, I don't want to be outside your will. I want to be right where you want me to be.
Amen.
And then I'd go on and keep praying.
Amen.
Confused and all. Because your spirit ain't confused.
That's right. That's right.
Confusion happened in your mind.
Right.
Your spirit, you know.
Amen.
So I pray in the Holy Ghost and just keep praying. And I prayed like that for days. I just kept praying. I just kept it before God because I wasn't settled. I didn't have a peace. So long as I didn't have a peace, I know I hadn't hit pay dirt. I call it pay dirt. You know, when you get there and you know you done ride. So I just keep on praying. And one day, Gabe, you asked me, you remind me at home, I will show you the notebook that I wrote the day down and what he told me. I still got the diary at home. The date the Lord talked to me and what he told me. And one day I heard him clear. He said, I'm sending you back home. You're going to go to work at the paper mill. That wasn't even on the list. I wasn't even praying about that one. I was praying about Kentucky. I was praying about North Carolina, Charlotte. And I was praying about Detroit. I wasn't even praying about Alexandria, Pineville. I just wasn't coming back here. And that day he settled it. And then he told me why he sent me back here, which I've only told one person in my life the reason why God sent me here, and that was Cece. I said, God, you know how to do it. When you're in the will of God. Now, look at this scripture right here. In Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2, it says, O give thanks. Verse 1 and 2 says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord do what?
Say so.
Say it.
I am redeemed.
Who you redeemed from? Who would that be?
Satan.
That would be the devil, Satan. So that means right there, you are out of his control. He's not calling the shots in your life. The only shots he get to call is the ones you allow him to call. When he approach you with something that's not the will of God, you do not have to receive it. You don't have to accept it. You can say, nope, I ain't taking that, no. And if you're believing God for something that's in your benefits package as a child of God, you can say, I'm not accepting no for me not having it. So everything that's standing in the way of me possessing what Jesus died to give me, back up, get out of the way, take your hands off my stuff. I am a child of God. I am redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Satan, take your hands off of me. You have no business with your hands on my life, on my wife, on my children, on the things that God has blessed me with. Take your hands off this church body. Take your hands off this families here. Take your hands off this community. God put me in this community. I command you, take your hands off of it. Anything that's under your sphere of control, he ain't got no business with his hands on it. Take your hands off my job. God gave me this job. That's why I was never scared of losing a job. See, when you know God done gave you a job, then you ain't scared of no man getting in there, messing it up, and firing you.